reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is me, Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be at your service. And then here with me, I have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mustafa. And assalamu alaikum, Sister Nahid.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would love you both to introduce yourself pretty briefly. Let's start with Sister Nahid.
Assalamu alaikum to you and your dear listeners. My name is Nahid, and I'm so honored to be with you and your listeners today.
Thank you very much for being here, and you, Brother Mustafa.
My name is Mustafa, and I'm studying here in the Hauza. I'm studying psychology here, and I'm originally from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
So thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for joining us in today's episode. So you must have seen this quote somewhere that says, "We all are the bad guy in someone's story." And it's very interesting to think about it, like, I'm a good person. I feel like I'm a good person. And I always try to be this very fully mannered and cool person toward everyone. But then eventually it's not going to be like the case that everybody is going to be satisfied with me. Like, no matter how good I am, but there is a person who would consider me as that negative role in their stories, in the course of their life. So have you ever thought about it?
So I really believe that we cannot please everyone. And even if, like, we have too many Nasruddin stories that he has talked about this fact. That
it's
not
by
possible.
The way, he's a fictional character in our literature.
Yeah.
This guy had a lot of stories in interacting with other people. Yeah, like, whatever he did,
really
nobody
meaningful.
Was satisfied with him.
Yeah, exactly. The people were not pleased with him, and all the time he was just trying to make people happy, and the result was...
He was shocked all the
time.
Yeah,
exactly, and the result was the opposite.
No one is going to be satisfied.
Yeah, and I think, like, this is our life. Mm-hmm. It's a real clear sample of our own life. We cannot make all people happy, and even if we do everything to please all people around us, still there is one person who considers us as a negative character.
So you personally, you think that, is there anyone who would consider you as the bad guy?
Yeah, sure. I'm a teacher, and I have too many people who consider me as the negative character, but I think it's natural.
If you're a good teacher, then you're the good
person. If you
want to
be the strict teacher, it's so natural that some students may not like you.
Why are you strict?
And
you have to change yourself.
And it's natural that some people all the time are going to disagree with you or dislike you. Mm. But I don't think, like, this should not hurt us. This should not stop us from our own process, like our own way of improvement.
Mm.
And sometimes we should think about it. Sometimes, surely as human beings, we should evaluate ourselves and what
now,
we're doing in this world.
Now, from your student, I highly ask you to evaluate yourself and figure out that being strict is not the way to be a good teacher.
But it can help them improve faster.
I have a, like, my
favorite... Why don't you do that through kindness?
My favorite teacher who I've learned the most from, like, I would say that he's, like, super strict. Like, he's sometimes strict about certain rules and stuff. But overall, like, we all love him because, first of all, he's a great teacher, right? He teaches really, really well. He makes us laugh in class, for example. And then, he's, like, he's kind of flexible with us,
But still, there may be one or two students that dislike that teacher as well.
Oh, come on, give up. We're asking you not to be strict.
I don't think you're right. There might be one or two people who don't like his, like, sense of humor.
You know, too many of my students are my colleagues these days. Like, they started with me and now they're working. So we have rapport with each other, but still, I'm not saying that I'm the best and nobody is going to dislike me.
Yeah.
I believe that I may be negative in someone's story.
Yeah, whatever. Just as the brother mentioned, the number of teachers that I love are very... they're not that much because the good teachers are very rare. They're just like diamonds. If you get one of them, then you're so lucky. Yeah. But every single one of them, the criteria they have is modesty.
Yeah, sure.
And is kindness. and they're expert in what they do. Yeah, so I guess if you're an expert in what you do, then it's not needed for you to be strict. So this was just a side note to what we were talking about. Why then this case happens?
Probably like my wife's story on the back. I know, hopefully I'm not. But, you know, joking aside, you know, we're all trials for each other, right? From a Islamic point of view, we all serve as trials for others. And interestingly, we have like two verses of the Quran, where one in which, you know, God says your spouse is a source of peace for you, you know. In another place, God says your spouse and your children are a source of trial for you.
They're the word test fitna for you.
Yeah. So you're both. You could be a source of peace, but at the same time, you're a source of trial. And yeah, you can definitely like take that role of being a negative person. And, you know, sometimes negativity isn't always because you're being bad. Like, for example, like me, like coming here to Iran, for example, you know I really ended up hurting my parents, right? Because they really miss me a lot. So in a way, I'm being like that negative person, right? But because I'm like causing them that kind of pain and hurt, I would say. But it's not always easy to, you know, sometimes you have to make those difficult decisions.
Your parents would, of course, understand your situation.
Yeah, they understand
it. But when
we
say the bad guy, like, I'm going to ask you this question as well, that who is considered to be the bad guy in your own story? But think about it, and then when we come after the break, you just tell me. Welcome back to Back to Reality. We're talking about an interesting topic, actually, which is the bad guys in our stories. And then I asked you about if you have ever been the bad guy in anyone's story. But then I'm going to cover up your perspective as well. Has anybody been the bad guy in your story? And how do you just recognize them? I mean, what are the characteristics of those bad guys?
You know, I guess the experiences are the things that shape our labels as bad guys or good guys, even for people. The experiences we have, the feelings that we get from people and how they react, how the answer to our requests, needs and wants.
Oh, no.
They shape.
No, it's not based on the answers to our requests.
You know,
see,
but they even shape the experience. And that experience leads us to the way of labeling people as good or bad, you know? Imagine you once, I don't know, in a simple way, you wanted something as a child and somebody didn't care about you. Uh-huh. And that made you label that person as a person who's not caring and is the bad guy.
No, I would label them as inconsiderate. I would label them as guys who do not care about others. But I'm not going to label them as the bad guy in my story.
But it's not that easy for kids.
I hope you let go of it by now. That way you're getting older. But I would say that, you know, the people that I would label as bad guys are the people that have maybe lied to me. Yeah, that would be the common sort of denominator.
Yeah, right now as an adult, right?
In adult life, definitely as an adult. You know, anyone that I felt has lied or maybe, let's say, scammed me or, you know, been untruthful, I would consider those to be the bad guys.
Exactly,
you know?
Being untruthful. Just being the reverse of what I expected them to be. Like, they are having some masks of goodness when they are with me. But then eventually I come to understand that, no, I just was wrong about them. They were not good people. Like,
it's
stabbed me in the back. They stabbed my trust in them.
Yeah, speaking of the topic in this way, I can say the people who betray our trust are the worst. Mm-hmm. Like, they can be defined as a bad guy in my story
so
as well.
So have you ever betrayed the trust of anyone? Like, consciously or unconsciously?
I don't know about the unconscious aspect. Maybe I have done it and I haven't recognized it even yet. But consciously, no. I have always tried to just keep the trust. Or, you know, I try not to trust unless I can make sure that I can fulfill it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I have done it unconsciously, but consciously, no. I haven't.
Yeah, this is way too much of a personal question. I feel like I'm on trial here.
So then if it's too personal, define goodness and badness.
Yeah, I would say one other. So lying, I said, would be one thing. The other one is maybe like rude behavior. If somebody's like rude to you, I feel those are like bad guys, you know?
Like, we're not going to call them the bad guys in our life. They're rude.
Yeah, but that rudeness makes them the bad guys, you know? Like,
the moment you understand or you recognize the fact that they are rude, you're not going to let them be important characters in your story.
Well, that depends, right? For example, I'll give you an example. Like, I was volunteering for an organization, mm-hmm. okay? And, you know, I'm not like the employee there. Like, I'm giving my free time, like, to help out there. But the person that was, like, leading that group, that, you know, organization, if I was, like, late sometimes, they would become really rude towards me, you know, despite me sort of, like, talking to them about
yeah.
it. When that happened, like, 4 or 5 times, I just stopped volunteering there. I was like, look, I don't need to volunteer. You're going to be this rude about, you know, over the smallest
yeah.
things. And by the, that wasn't only my own experience. This person has done that with, like, 10 or 20 other people that I know, you know. So in that case, I consider that person to be a bad guy. Like, why isn't he learning from his own... Okay, it would be. I would say he would be a nice person if he learned from his mistakes, maybe. People who don't learn from their mistakes maybe are sort of bad guys, mm-hmm. you know? I'm willing to forgive someone if they're willing to change, but if they're not,
yeah.
then...
Yeah, that will to change. And the feeling of regret is important factors. Like, people who do not go through redemption, who do not go through regret... are scary people. They're so dangerous
yeah.
because they have no borders. And then just for the record to mention another point, it's not like always that the bad guys are the bad guys and you can recognize this badness. Like we see it in different movies. There are bad guys and you empathize with them. What you see clearly is not that they are bad. At the end of your story, you're going to recognize that these people had bad effects on you, like some of the friends that we have.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
We have some friends that we love them so much, but unfortunately, the much other people are telling us to be cautious, to be aware of the kind of people you're picking for your community. We do not pay any heed for it because we think that, okay, we are doing the right thing. And these guys, as I can see, apparently are good to me.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, what's going to happen is that they're going to change us through time without us being aware of it.
Yeah, that's
so sometimes the bad guys of your story are not going to be recognized as bad guys right at the moment. 2 or 3 years later, or even maybe more, you're going to understand that, okay, the monster that I'm becoming right now is the outcome of picking that person as my alter ego. So this is also another important thing to keep
yeah,
in mind.
That's what makes life challenging and
yeah.
make a dilemma. We never know if the person is an antagonist of our story.
Exactly.
Or is going to be the
yeah.
Protagonist.
You come to the end of the story to
yeah,
recognize.
And then we realize mm-hmm. that person.
When you have no more of time to go back and change everything.
Yeah.
So, brother, your final words.
About
how to face these bad guys.
I mean, definitely, I would say... it's part of life, you know. We should realize that's natural part of life. And sometimes, by the way, you know, we all go through ups and downs. You know, our moods, for example, change a lot. Sometimes we do sort of become the bad guy, right? So if my mood is down, if I'm angry with my family, then I'm going to be that bad character. We have to recognize that in everyone. Like, everyone kind of goes through that stages in mm-hmm. life. And just take it naturally and, you know, rely on God and pray to God. And just understand that this is just part of life, you know, that
yeah.
you're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
part of life. And I have
yeah.
to mention this point as well, that there are some good characters, there are some bad characters. But according to me, right now, I'm coming to understand that we're a mixture of both. Like, we could be both
yeah.
at different
right.
occasions and different times. So it just depends on the amount of badness you're going
exactly.
to share with the environment around you and the community that is encircling you. So this is all. Thank you, brother, and thank you, sister, and thank you to your listeners for staying
Our
with
pleasure.
Us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ya Allah. يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمة رائزك
يا الله
يا رب رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمى رائزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكن.